This episode is sponsored by Rock Paper Simple, letting the world know of your brilliance.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballew. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Hey, this is Hugh, back for session number 92 of Orchestrating Success, Converting Your Passion to Profit. It's an ongoing process. It's not an immediate flip. It's faithfulness day in and day out. Faithfulness beginning with transforming ourselves, transforming our ability to lead. And today, we're still looking at paradigm shifts. And this one is a shift from push to pull leadership, actually from pull to push leadership. We want to go away from push to pull leadership. Here's a neat quote from Dwight Eisenhower. You do not lead by hitting people over the head. That's assault, not leadership. And leaders hit people over the head in non-physical ways. We think being the boss means telling people what to do. That's push leadership. If you think of the model of the musical conductor, that's pull leadership. We influence, we attract people to us. The culture is a response to what we are as a leader. Please comment on this podcast, hubaloopodcast.com. Let's have two-way dialogue on these. So the musical conductor is leader. That's my example of an effective leader, especially when it comes to the topic of push versus leadership. The conductor is perceived by some as a dictator. True. It's not possible to make anyone do anything with a little white stick. The conductor is a person of influence who brings music out of the essence. As musicians develop a higher functioning, they attain what's called ensemble. Instead of giving up individual skills, the musician attain an extra level of excellence in becoming the ensemble. It's an example of whole leadership where we create the synergy in the culture function at a higher level. So push leadership is very different. Push leadership is ordering people to do this, using the power position, leveraging compensation, criticizing through performance review, and micromanaging. Leaders make people do things and negative feelings, damaging the culture of collaboration. They manage by fear, creating relationships that are not amicable. It's really contrary to what I'm encouraging you about. So pull leadership, by contrast, here's some examples. Creating mutually shared values and guiding principles together. Appreciating the work and the individual. Mentoring. Cheerleading. Modeling. We don't micromanage, we mentor. We don't tell, we model. We don't hurt people. We talk about the value principles and the goals and the outs. We don't use power of position. Use position of influence, personal influence. Pull leaders create a culture of cooperation, inspiring individual initiative inspiration, and an ensemble of excellence in a functioning. So that's the preferred model of leadership. People to take responsibility for themselves and to function at a higher level. Been taught that leader is the expert and knows what to do. delegate is a weakness in leadership rather than recognizing that it's a strength in leadership. We don't need to have all the right answers. We need to have good questions that inspire and motivate the team to solve problems and to grow. And to think for themselves. Facilitating meetings is somewhat like conducting a musical rehearsal. The leader guides the process, makes adjustments in the process and performance, and drives to previously defined outcomes. The leader creates the space for others to function upward. Rather than striving to be always right, it's important for the leader to ensure that others are always right. Creating the space and the process for others to grow is the primary goal of pull leadership. Mentor, teach, encourage, and inspire others, and everyone wins. Leadership is first and foremost influence. This is Hugh Ballew. I hope this has been helpful. Let's have dialogue. Go to HughBallewPodcast.com. Rock Paper Simple is our choice of a web company. It's not a website. It's a web experience. It's a marketing engine. It's branding verification for who we are. RockPaperSimple.com/Hugh. Go there. Check it out. You'll be glad that you did.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.